You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this well.
Father, we give you praise. Thank you. Ancient of Days. Oh, we give you all honor. We give you all adoration. Let this evening be our best evening so far. Amen. Father, let everyone in this meeting leave here with a key. Amen. Let it be done, Lord. Thank you, glorious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Now put those beautiful hands together for Jesus. Now you can do it well. You can do it well. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Please be seated. Please. Hallelujah. All right. This morning's service, we discussed the gospel of the kingdom, the message of the kingdom, right? So, what I was able to do in the morning, most Sunday morning, I'm only able to preach. Then, Amazing Grace service, I'm able to teach. And on Tuesdays, I'm able to teach. Is that okay? So, I want to teach into it. Now, in a way that everybody will live here as a better person. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
So, and then by the time I'm done teaching, I'm going to be giving room for questions. Is that okay? So you can ask questions. So today I'm going to time myself so I can finish around the time that will be easy for you to ask questions. Is that okay? Alright. So I want us to go back to that scripture that I emphasized it. So that's the book of Matthew, right? Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14. Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14. If you are there, say amen. Now verse 13 says, "But he that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So Jesus was talking about the sign of his coming. So he was making it clear that the emphasis around that season will be kingdom. Kingdom, the message of the kingdom is the message that unites all movements. Let me, please look up. Let me share certain things with you. Are you following me? Huh? In every generation, there are men that God allows to usher in moves. How many of you have heard about the horse riders of the Apocalypse? The effect of what we read in Revelation 5, that seal that nobody was able to break, that the elder in heaven said, "Don't weep, weep no more, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." You know that scripture? That is, it was the one who was able to look upon the seal and break the seven seals of the scrolls. And each of those seals revealed different dispensation that the earth will experience. And like I said, our position around prophecy is more of thinking it will come to pass after it has come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying? The horse riders of the Apocalypse. So, their activity was described in Revelation 6. Revelation chapter number 6. That's not where I'm going, but I want to use it to give you an illustration. Revelation 6:1. Please quickly give us. "And I saw the Lamb open one of the seal, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Yes. "And when he had opened the seventh seal..." So the white horse, actually, if you look at it from the surface, it looks like a horse rider that describes Christ, but it is not. It is actually death. Because he had a bow, and the duty of that horse rider is to went to go to nations to conquer and to conquer. And I said something to you this morning, that everything the devil does is an imitation of what he has seen God doing. So in every now and then on the earth, there are horse riders that God releases. Those horse riders are leaders of moves. The faith movement. Babalola was a type of a horse rider that brought in the prayer movement. Are you seeing that? Then we have men like Smith Wigglesworth. Then we have men like A. Allen. These are the privilege men that had the privilege of ushering in a move in their lifetime. Not all men will usher in moves. Most of us will be part of moves. But there are men that will usher in moves. But what happened is that the gospel of the kingdom is what will unite different horse riders across different times together. That is, in the gospel of the kingdom, prosperity will meet faith, will meet healing, will meet prayer, will meet new creation realities. Hope I'm not teaching ministry stuff. If I do, pardon me. Are you following what I'm saying? One of the symbols of the message of the kingdom is that in the last days, there won't be specialists. You know, in the body of Christ, we have specialists. Now, in my apostolic ministry, what the specialization of the oil on my life is to raise men. And that's why I talk. When I talk, everything looks like discipleship. But as a pastor, I have to teach the whole truth. I can't specialize as a pastor. Every now and then I have to teach about relationship. I have to teach about spiritual warfare. I have to teach about who you are in Christ. I have to teach about the coming of Jesus. I have to teach about all those things. The reason why an apostle can afford to be a specialist is that there are different men also on the move, sent to bring different supply, but a pastor cannot. Oh no. What I'm saying Is it making any sense yet? Okay. Alright. So, the message of the kingdom is the message of God's governing influence. It is not just talking about it, but a typical display of it. Man, from the very heart of God, was created as a being of influence. Let's look at the book of Genesis 1. Genesis chapter number 1. Let's start from verse 26 and 27. Genesis 1 from verse 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the herds and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So you see that what God had in mind that he was not going to compromise was the dominion of man. Are you seeing that now? Now you cannot say that the gospel of the kingdom is in a place that there is no dominion. It is the message of God's dominating influence. But you know what? God will not come down from heaven to extend that influence. He will do it through men. So practically, what are we saying? It is the teaching of men to be a conduit pipe through which God can extend his influence. To be a channel. To be a ready vessel. Last week we read the book of Hebrews 1. So I want us to read that Hebrews 1 again. Hebrews 1, let's start reading from verse. Should we start from verse? Is this 6 now? Hebrews 1, what? So what is man that you are mindful of him? Hebrews 1, is it 11 now? Just a minute. Amen. All right. Yes. Okay, no, don't worry. Let's start from just a minute. Okay. Let's start from verse 1. There's so many things for us to read. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in time past unto our fathers by the prophet, yes, hath in these days, in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who, being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Yes. For unto which angel said he at any time, that my son, this that I begotten thee, again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh the angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? Yes. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, and anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. And they shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall wax old, as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall they fold up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them
who shall be heirs of salvation. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to these things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I think we have passed. Is that Hebrews 2? Just a minute. Okay. It is Hebrews 2:6. Alright, Hebrews 2:6. I know it is still that same conversation. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Yes. 7. That thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Amen. Do you know the reason why Nigerians in diaspora are more angry? Because they are seeing the effect of a government. The street well planned. Everything well planned. At least you are seeing movies. Everything well planned. Because some people came that were thoughtful enough to build life around comfort. If you look at creation, you will discover that the intelligence behind all these things that exist is not a small one. The constellations, the sky, the creatures, the animals, all those things. The intelligence behind it is not small. So only, that's why the Bible said that only a fool will say in his heart that there's no God. You will have to have taken something really strong to say that we are all product of the Big Bang theory. That there was a sudden explosion in space and it gave birth to everything organized. Then we should put a bomb under the fellow and it should be arranged the fellow. There's an intelligence behind this. Alright? And then God placed man as a being, as an extension of his own influence over all those things that God has made. And I've shown to you that the way a kingdom colonizes a place is not by bringing the entire kingdom there, but by putting people who understand the agenda, stakeholders of the kingdom in that place. When Great Britain colonized Nigeria, as they did other countries, the Queen didn't come down with guns. What they used to colonize us was a subtle means. We started trading with them, and then they were coming in gradually. They used, how will I put it now? They tricked us till they took over our system. Do you get what I'm saying? No? And then before you know it, they're already in charge. We were more than them, but they were more powerful than us. So we began to function by their constitution. The sins that were punishable in Great Britain were also punishable in Nigeria. And that's why the lawyer, the wig you guys wear till today, is still a sign of colonization. The wig and all those things. It's a white man's hair. See, a sign of colonization. When the English I'm speaking now does not mean I'm more educated. It's still a sign. It's the effect that they came. So, what did they bring? They brought us their governing influence. Is that okay? Then they brought us their culture, which includes their language, their mode of dressing, and everything. And then they had someone here that was ruling then, was named Lord Lugard. Right? Top of the government. That's his name, right? Yes. Lord Lugard.
and they would do administration, and they had police officers across the nation. The commissioners were white. That was how they did in other countries that they colonized also. So even some, they even colonized some other, I think countries like Spain. They colonized different countries. So, when we are now talking about the kingdom of God coming, are you saying that it is not about God leaving heaven and coming down? And that's why one of the prophecies of Isaiah about Jesus is that when he comes, the government shall be upon his shoulder. That government upon his shoulder is not talking about anything else but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the governing council of heaven that has been released from there to extend the influence of God to the earth realm through us. And that's why on the day of Pentecost, the first thing he did was that he changed their language. Are you seeing that now? And that's why Jude captured it. He said, unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us spotless before the Father. That's why anything the Holy Ghost does, God takes responsibility for it. It's the extension of God's domain. So the Holy Ghost in us is God in us, is Christ in us. I'm going somewhere. Who is following what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. How many of you have tried to do something before that is not outrightly a sin, but you lost your peace because the Holy Ghost will not permit you? Maybe you were just talking to some council or some people, and then you just decided to hear your opinion also, but the moment you said it, like something, because there's a system from above that is within us. That's why we are supernatural. Alright? It means we have what is superior to the natural. There's a governing influence of God extended to us. The message of the kingdom is that that influence will so colonize us that through us, God will now extend that influence over the whole earth. In essence, you cannot be an engineer and have that influence and be a wrong engineer. Do you get what I'm saying now? I think I remember sharing the story of a time I was strong years ago, and I went to the clinic. They were going to give me an intravenous injection, and the girl that was to give me the injection, in Nigeria we face all sorts of things. They use people to do experiments. It is in Nigeria that people do nursing and graduate as like you are doing freedom. They say, I'm sorry, we don't have that here. See, it's auxiliary nursing. You will learn it under, it looks very diabolical, one kind. By the time you are done, the person they are calling doctor, who is actually not a doctor, will now say you have to bring five alive, six bottles of Siemens chinap or something. And then you will kneel down inside the sun on the mat, prepare to come and be greeting them that you have. So this girl was to give me an injection. And she held it like she was holding a Bible. I said, hold on. See, this is my hand. So, bend your hand this way. So, I was showing her my vein. Use this vein. I said, thank you, sir. The way she was saying thank you, you know, the doctor was not here. And she couldn't get to, she couldn't locate your vein. And they were not collapsed. So, the influence of the kingdom is in such a way that any mountain of influence you occupy, God has his influence to that means. And there's no way we can say God is influential to you if you are not the best at what you are doing. He doesn't give room for mediocrity. Please sit down. That you there will be done like it is God doing it. Amen. Is somebody following me? Are you following? Let me show you something. So you can understand God in another, from another perspective. Let's look at what the Bible said. All right, let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter number 1. Daniel 1. So let's have a decent long reading. Is that okay? Because it's a teaching class, right? So let's have long reading. Most of you get to read your Bible when you're at Amazing Grace service. You know, we do long readings there. And when you go home, you should also read. In the 3rd year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it quickly. And the Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom. This will be your description. Amen. Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. And such as have the ability in them to stand in the king's palace. Meaning that not all can stand in the king's palace. The palace is not a place of mediocrity. I read something that shook me about Joseph. That even after it was discovered that only Joseph had the solution to the king's problem, he would still not appear like that. They needed to take him somewhere, shave him up, barb his hair, do all sorts of things, then bring to the king. And one of the issues we're having in the body of Christ, people don't know, it is not all zealous messages that can put you before kings. Sometimes what some people lack in ministry is not money, is excellence. The ability to present the word in a way that will be appealing. And that goes beyond the word. And that's why I said something, and God help me. And please get my heart in context. Okay, I will say it. I think we're having these conversations, and I told my wife, I said, the moment you, as a servant of God, begins to minister, and large part of the things you are saying is in your own dialect, you will not cover beyond your tribe's people. You will preach good. Most of us don't know the things we are doing that will make room for us to be limited. Just simple carelessness here and there. It is not even God that will say if you're not extending influence. How shall they be influenced if they can't hear what you are saying? That's why you notice that most comedians now that used to do comedy in Yoruba and do all those skits, what are they doing now? They are learning to speak English. Who have noticed that? They are learning to speak English. Some of them are now translating it. Why? Because there is a need for their zone of influence to be extended. You will have what it takes to stand before kings. Amen. I've shown you before, Isaiah 60. We'll come back to this scripture, Daniel 1:4. But give me Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. 2. Quickly. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. And Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. If your light shine from night to tomorrow, you only attract Gentiles. Until the light is bright, kings don't show up. If the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel, the message of his governing influence, you will see that it has a lot to do with presentation to determine who and where you will be able to influence. If the devil cannot stop you in paying the price for the anointing, he will limit you. He will try, to limit you in terms of who you can present it to. That's with carelessness. Sometimes we believe that as long as it is anointed, it is generally acceptable. It's not so. It's not so. Amen. All right. Now go back to that Daniel 1:4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Meaning that, despite the fact that they were good, well favored, skillful, and all those things, there was still a kind of diet they need to be on before they can even appear before the king. And this was the same thing that happened with Esther. I think most of you think the presentation of those ladies was in weeks. They gave them the oil that they gave to those ladies when they were to stand before king was the oil that will reveal their natural skin color. If there was anyone who was bleaching around that season, the secret will be out. You come in very white, you are escaping dark. I pray that the church will carry this understanding. Because sometimes I get disgusted when you see people who are making attempt to present what they are carrying in a more beautiful way, and some believers think it is carnality. It is not carnality to go any length to achieve excellence. What is the mathematics around this? I think God will have me say something about this. What's the mathematics? Someone says that, why you are spending money doing all those things? There are souls perishing. Yes. But if we can influence the level of those that God wants us to influence, we'll be able to rescue those souls in a more greater momentum. The moment you are giving to mediocrity, your message will make no sense to kings. Alright? So, and amongst these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These were their real names. Unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name Belshazzar, and Ananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. So that was not the original name. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Verse 10. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, whom had appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse lightning at the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my head to the king. Meaning that if you are not looking good, he might kill me. Then said Daniel to Melzer, whom the prince of the eunuch has set over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink, and let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and thou seest, and deal with thy servant. And he consented to them in this matter, and he proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And Melzer took away the portion of their meat and their wine that they should drink, and he gave them pulse. For these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the 10 days, at the end of the days, sorry, that the king has said he should bring them in. How many days now? 365 days times 3. 3 years now. Right? At the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. What happened? And the king communed with them. The king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king.
and all the matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the astrologers that were in his realm. And Daniel continued him even the first year of Cyrus. Now, look up. What happened? This was a very wise king. Despite the fact that they were captives, he recognized that not all captives are the same. So he separated the ones that belonged to royalty, because he knew that they had another kind of education. So, but after Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had separated themselves, that is a form of consecration unto God. What happened after that? God himself honored their consecration with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that was 10 times better. What does this mean? The root of the knowledge and wisdom with which we will bring down the kingdom will be a product of alignment with God's ways. If we are to bring this in these days and time, what does this mean? It means that we will need believers who are not just scientists. Because what happened during COVID is that what happened in the days of Daniel, there was a matter with the king, and there was a need for urgent solution to it. What did Daniel do? Give us time. We'll go and pray. What are we trying to say? On the strength of your alignment to God, a fashion designer will begin to see God giving you new designs that kings will desire. In the last days, believers will be able to wear a coat of many colors. What does that mean? Your influence will not stop with the microphone. We'll have people who are good architects, but yet wonderful pastors. Are you being blessed? The danger of our influence being limited to the church only is that the world system will not respect us. I have known many feelings, but there's a sweet feeling that comes with being the best in your field. Talk to me now. How many of you have tried to barb in certain salons before? Until the barber holds your head one kind. You must not allow anybody to treat you anyhow, knowing that you are a king. I want to share a story, but I don't want somebody listening to say, Pastor, how do you know? So let me just say, what happened. Yesterday, Father Abraham, we're together. Yes, we're going somewhere. So we took a taxify. So I noticed the guy was not going to on the AC. I said, put on the AC. He said, no, we'll have to have another negotiation for that. I say, young man, put on the AC now or you park and let me drop. So he preferred to park and I gladly dropped.
And I shook my head. If you know who you are in Christ, you will not let anybody treat you less than that. God wants us as the church to have influence in all the mountains of influence. That there will be Christians who are fantastic footballers and it doesn't stop them from being Christians. There will be Christians who are fantastic athletes of different kinds now, and it doesn't stop them. When you watch Liverpool match and Idia Sadio Mane scores or Mohamed Salah, what happened? They go down and they give a symbol. God doesn't need you that as a Christian footballer, now that you have scored, you now go and say, God is not a baby, he's not petty. Just be there, carrying his name, representing him. That's all. All you have to do is be a light. It will shine through you. Are you following what I'm saying? I remember, you know, I like to watch boxing a lot. And if you follow my Instagram, you see I unapologetically follow some boxing and kickboxing fighters. I love them. I'm very happy whenever I'm watching boxing. I trained for boxing for 6 months. Then I stopped. Then what happened? I'm not talking about going to the gym now. I'm talking about training for boxing. Having a boxer training. So I was always going. It was in one primary school like that. We have many there who come with short neck, all of us. Oh, and that was. Some of us believe that being Christians stop us from having influence in all these areas. No. And most of us, one big issue I'm seeing in church is that most Christians lack exposure. Most Christians lack exposure. An average believer can't enter into some of those big companies in Lekki boldly with their certificate. The moment they step in, they disqualify themselves. I know myself. This place is not for us. Mindset. Mindset. I like the best things of life. I like them. Do you? I'm the only one saying it. I have too many stories of areas Christians have disappointed just because they will not become excellent. One of the things that shows you are representing Christ is that when people pay you for your service, the way you do it, they must have the impression they are underpaying you. If truly what you are doing is excellent, whenever people give you money, they must have the impression that we are underpaying this fellow. Sometimes I struggle to wonder how a fellow will have the Holy Spirit and still be mediocre. I
I can't get it. Are you saying the Holy Ghost on your inside will allow you to do the same thing twice, the same way, and yet help you expect different results? I shared that story with you of the time I got my first PPA, and with that girl that studied biochemistry. I might be studying biochemistry here. Yeah, they didn't come. Okay. And I mean, what you spend 5 years to study in school? This is a college of health, for God's sake. Come on, what course can you take? And the girl went on her knees and started begging. Please. In school, I managed to graduate. Let me, I don't mind being a cleaner. I will clean all the chairs, clean the toilet, clean all those things. Mindset. Mindset. That's not the takeover mentality. That's not the mentality of the church that will usher in the coming of Jesus. Sometimes you have to allow yourself break out of the, all right, the things that point to smallness all around you. If you don't break out in your mind, you can't break through in life. You have to break out first. If it is too big for your mind to conceive, it will be too big for your hand to handle. Let me ask you a question. What do you do that God can use to bring influence upon your life? Hold on. Now, on a normal day, I won't say this. Are you aware that the shirt I'm wearing, somebody sewed it? It's not, it's sewn. Somebody sat with it and sewed it. On a normal day, I should have just packaged and just given person. Do you know what I'm saying? Just package and just give you. Wondering, it's TM. Mindset. There's nothing you do that should not bring you before kings if you do it better. God will begin to extend. And listen to me. What makes the Fulani so powerful in Nigeria? That takeover mentality. They are takeover. They have it. Why do you think people, a tribe will use the slogan "born to rule"? They are the least educated, and they will always get it. Why? It is their mentality. The church needs to be empowered that same way. Understand that it does not kill your Christianity if you take over. There are many testimonies that apologies. There are. I love the testimonies we give in church. I'm so happy. I spoke to the pastor this morning that give more space for testimonies. But I don't want to share testimonies about somebody doing something for me. I want to share testimony about being able to do it for people. I know it will take somebody to lift us. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a mindset. Anything you are doing, think of how to go global with it. Let me say this to you. Thank God we have some of you here. Well, I know what you are doing. I know your profession. I know what you do and all those things. Let me give you a counsel. Every product you finish should not mirror the money paid. Should mirror your skillfulness. Do you get what I'm saying? That is, this fellow is under pain, but on the account of the fact that it is me doing it, I will not recompense this fellow according to the work of their hands. to be according to the work of my hand. I say there are many opportunities around what you do that is beyond immediate payment. One is that your work carries your name all about. If you do it according to the payment, whose name is damaged? Yours. Because the fellow who wear it will not say that's the amount I paid. Say this is what I ordered, this is what they gave me. Somebody says that the message of the kingdom, that in everything we do, through everything, God will extend his influence. And that's why most of us have gold with us, but yet we are still mining copper, mining iron ore, but we have gold. Are you aware that without any profession, you are two things? Number one, you are a marketer. Number two, you are a manager. What do you market? Yourself. What do you manage? Yourself. If you put a picture of you anyhow on social media, what are you marketing? Only a fool markets his weakness. One of the things that is wrong with some believers is that their minds are blind. They have eyes that can see, but their minds are blind. Because, listen, there are people that when you relate with, there will be a shift in your mind. If I give a carpenter a job to do, within the space of time he's doing my job, I must mentor him. It takes more than his skillfulness to do my job. You have to do what is required. And it means I must insist. Everybody, it is a very damaging culture here in Africa. Almost everybody you give job to do, they are frustrated. So this one, this guy should be. I mean, I went somewhere yesterday. I was asking for some fellow says that one is just name. I said, keep quiet. When you say that, you are going to be very broke. When your customers ask for a thing, if you don't have, tell them you don't have. The damaging culture. That there are many people that are named with the name of God, but God's influence is not seen in what they do. Kings can't need them. You don't need to have all the monies in this world to be excellent. Excellence is a product of a mindset. Do you hear what I'm saying? A mindset. A way of thinking. I don't know. It's like I might have to take. I feel like taking more than the normal time, but I feel like talking to you. Oh. Do you get what I'm saying? Are you aware that even God needs a reason for lifting you? He needs a reason. How was Joseph lifted in Egypt? He could interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. There was something he had that could bring him to that place of influence. When he was in Potiphar's house, the Bible says that Potiphar perceived that God's hand was with him and that he began to prosper in all the things he was doing because Joseph was there. I've shown you the secret. It is consecration to God first. Then begin to bring up the wisdom that will make all other things possible. You know, there's a way you can rebrand the things you are doing that nobody will know how small you are. In 2016, the sum total of the lesson I learned that year is God is not coming from heaven to help us. And I found myself saying it. God is not coming down from heaven to help us. God is not coming down from heaven to help us. God is not coming down from heaven to help us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are already helped. What do we do with the help? I tell our pastors, don't be limited to ministry. You must wear a coat of many colors. You can be an excellent minister and still be a lecturer. Do you get what I'm saying now? You can be the VC of the campus and yet still be a pastor. All the campuses around the country, by the grace of God, I've been to most of the campuses. And I've noticed something, that campuses that pushes activities around worship of God outside their domain, they struggle with occultism. I've noticed that in this country. So when they are sitting around the table to make such rules, what you as a child of God will do is to help set balance. That what if we don't totally send them out? What if we can do it in a way that there will be balance? Let them register per semester or per session. And let's make sure that certain places cannot be used. Because when you understand the kingdom well, you know you can't mix different things together. What I'm saying is that at the point where you are to be answering an intellectual question during an interview, you can't say, Makele ne makashende. It doesn't work that way. Do you get what I'm saying? Meaning that God does not sponsor laziness. Doesn't sponsor mediocrity. It doesn't sponsor smallness. Where's Pastor Mawa? I think myself and Pastor Mawa were talking. We're talking this morning. And we're just talking about some things. And then somebody said, this fellow, I have what it takes to put this fellow on salary, but may God punish me if I do it. This fellow's problem is money. I have what it takes to put this fellow on that salary, but God should punish me if I do it. What will I say happen? What will I say? What message will this fellow being blessed pass to the next generation? If God should bring this fellow into abundance, I will go to God in prayer and say, why? Say, Pastor, what are you saying? Yes. Everything God does must reflect His principle. There are people that if God is God, it is important they are small. Till they learn. The way they do things for years is still the same way. There's no upgrade. That's one of the things that shows you are alive. I struggle to imagine why you can't see that there are different ways you can do the same thing. I say, if this fellow should come into abundance, God punish me. I'm talking now as human, as part of the fellow praying for the fellow. So if me can make that decision, I'm much more the devil. You are only an asset in your organization. And for one of the things that shows you an asset, I mean, is that the money they are paying you will be nothing compared to the service you are offering. They look at you, your dedication, and they feel they're underpaying you. These are the things that make people get promoted. It's a mindset. When you wake up early in life and what you are looking for is money, you are going to embrace poverty. There are people who go and appear before interviewers and they give them the impression that I need your job so I can solve poverty problem. Not because I have anything to offer. You hear greed when you are interviewing people. You hear so much greed. You see that they are not thinking about what they have to offer in your organization. They are more encouraged and energized when it's time to discuss salary. And then the John Moran said, okay, yes. You know, so looking at my watch, what's your watch, sir? I'm telling you. Learning the ability to do things beyond expectations. If everything you do is not a wow, you are not a correct ambassador of the kingdom. Anything you do must wow. Wow. What is this? That's the remark you must always look for to see. Wow. Then people are having value for what they are paying for. Do you get what I'm saying? No? Very important. And in most cases, it will cost you something. That's why I say it's a mentality. If the only thing you want to get in life is money, you lose it. Because the core values that bring it, you will not be able to embrace it. I sent a message to our media today, and I said to them, I said, the quote you guys wrote today, they're excellent. I posted them with so much joy in my heart, you know, and I said, you guys are excellent. And yes, say yes. And he sent me a sample and said, so we are doing this, we are doing that, we are following this. And I said, okay. So I discovered excellence is not self-made. It's a product of other categories of it. When you give yourself to doing what others are doing excellently, you have a pattern. You can't afford to build from nothing. That's pride. I can enter into church and in less than 30 seconds of entering into the office and pick several things wrong. You can't know what is not right until you know what is right. You have a mind for it. You are not ready to take below excellent. You are not ready to manage. Let's just squeeze it. Let's just squeeze it. Let's just manage. Let's push it. You know, you can't. No. And that's why I'm one of the, and please get me in context. If you work with me, you need to have a certain level of IQ to cope. I can frustrate you. No, you need to. There are Christians who reply intelligence with emotions. Do this thing better. Alright, sir. Nobody really appreciate what I do here. And I'm just going to try. What are you doing? That thing that is making you drag like that, that's poverty of your village. Anywhere they tend to do intelligently, you now withdraw. You know. What are you carrying? You're carrying the burden of your own stupidity. That's the burden of your stupidity. Change. How does that turn you to snail? Change. Do this thing better. This thing. This is not the way it should be. No. Okay. Yes. In the places where decisions are made, they will sweep you away. They will sweep you off. And that's why there are two ways I pastor pastors. One, as a father. Two, as a boss. You see that part of as a boss. That part of me being a boss, you must understand the politics it takes to cope. That part, even when you are not happy, be happy. Because I'm showing you what the world system requires. at that part, I'm looking, I give somebody privilege to make some decisions around me, and the fellow is doing one kind, I'm going to get the fellow off the road. As a boss, I will. And as a father, I say, I don't want you to be well with you, but I'm the one making the decision. You treat me anyhow as a boss, I'm going to deal with you on the job. Because excellence is not just in terms of, how will I put it now? It's not just in terms of capacity, but also character. You can give the best meal to somebody in a way they won't eat it. You can give the best meal to somebody in a way they won't eat it. Character. I remember when we got to, when we started serving, when we got to family house, and I got to the family house, and they said, you did those things, family house. The first 3 days, the meal is free. The attitude we're getting at the kitchen, I say, charge us. Charge us. Me, I won't argue. I just won't go to that kitchen anymore. Somebody is serving food. I say, where are they? And say, do you know the level of the people you are giving food like that? And most of those girls are still looking for husbands up and down now. I'm telling you, they are still looking, how many years ago? They are still looking for husbands up and down. They treat people anyhow, talk to them anyhow, mess them up, and do all those things. Yeah, come and carry your food. Who owns this food? The time comes, nobody cares what the thing tastes like. You see, just get away with the food. That's one damaging culture we have learned. People are very rude and they think they know what they are doing. They are lazy in their minds. Every rude fellow has low self-esteem. Every rude people have low self-esteem. The only way they can measure up with you is to talk you down, because they are down. That's not the way we manifest the kingdom. You go to 5-star a restaurant to eat, and you have a complaint, and these are the things that Nigeria as a nation have not gotten. I remember a while ago bought a phone from a very well named organization in ICM, got back home, it's not working, made a phone call, what do you guys send the other time, it's problematic, say okay please return it. And then they were trying to repair it for weeks to give me back. I said, no, you change it. And I started dreaming. I said, hear me now. I'm having to travel from Ibadan to Lagos. And when I come, I get you all arrested. They send the money that night. It's a culture that values money more than reputation. The mindset most of us are carrying, we can't represent Jesus that way. Can't represent him that way. You need to ask yourself, my mindset of being a mediocre, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? I love everyone, but I don't like what everyone does. I don't know how to put it. Don't like what everyone does. And if you are around me, you will notice that there is nothing I'm demanding for that I've not seen somewhere. I will save where I've been seeing it and say, this is possible. Tell yourself, excellence is possible. Say it loud and clear. Say it again. The level of finance you are accessing now is a reflection of the level of problems you are solving. If you solve more, you'll be honored more. That's the truth. If there's any principal lesson I want to take away from this teaching, is that from today I will learn to do the same thing in different ways. I will change my approach to work There are people who are very anointed, but not skillful. Very anointed, but not skillful. And we are misrepresenting God. If there is a student hearing me, I said this in the morning. The last time you ever sat for a carryover must be the last time you'll ever sit for it. You have the same 24 hours. You have the same resource materials. You have the same everything. If you have said this is the field you want to stay in your life, why can't you be the best in that field? If I've left all to follow Christ and say, He has called me to the ministry and the ministry I go, why can't I be a blessing indeed? If you don't change the things you are seeing, you never become better. See, hear me. Hear me. Prosperity is not emotional. Prosperity is not emotional. There are people you will love, but you can't follow because of what they represent. I love you sincerely. Oh, you are so great, but on the account of what you stand for, no. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. What you are doing, the way you are doing it. If I put you on a flight to come to California to come and do, will I not be cheating myself? Looking at the way you are doing it. 2 + 2 in Nigeria should be 4, right? In Ghana, what is it? Huh? In America. In Germany. All right. You know, it is not the same thing with excellence. What your village people will say, wow, about? Maybe what somebody will use as a rag. I mean, I ordered for some materials, right? I ordered for some materials, and I paid for everything. And after paying for everything, I ordered for 4. And I could only use one. And I paid. As much as you helped me make some clothes, I could only use one. And I paid for everything. The rest, all I do with them, I find somebody who can wear it at their level. Many people are too used to poverty. They just can't think excellence. Don't let, please, change what you see. Let me give you the story. So I said, I want you to make fantastic natives. 4. Do it, buy the material, make it, bring them. 3. Look like polybag. Look like polybag. And I asked the fellow, I said, are you truly a son? Have you seen me wear this kind of material? What nonsense is it? However, I'm going to pay you. But the next time, I just told myself, I said, there'll be no next time. But with the integrity of my heart, I had to pay for everything. Do you know what is good? I think there are many questions I have in my heart. Christians, do you know what is good? Talk to me. You may not know. feel what I'm talking about is not just a teaching thing, it's demonic. I feel like conducting deliverance. Naturally, if you go to a supermarket and then you take two things, the same activity, and they say this one is 7,000 naira. Or they say the same hair cream, and then they give you this one too. I say this one is 2,500. And the fellow is trying to convince you they do the same job. If truly you want the job done, why are you pricing the one that is 2,500? You put it on your head, turns gold. There's so much pain that is following what I'm teaching, man. Can God lift you with what you are doing? No, ask yourself. Never do anything simply because you want to solve lack issues. You will not have integrity around it. The moment they pay you, you do nonsense. Amen. I think it was Pastor Michi that was telling me about Mercedes. Any Mercedes car you see, before they release it, they will run the engine for 1,000 hours. Again and again and again. So those cars come out strong. And I was asking somebody, how many of you have seen where they are advertising Rolls Royce on GG? If you see one, don't buy. If you see one, don't buy. Or they're advertising Ferrari. You come to say advertise Ferrari. They say Ferrari there is 6.something million. I was sharing an illustration, a story of we went to a phone store to get a phone for one of our pastors. I think it was, I don't think people else was there that day. Okay, it was Madura. Who else was there? People else, you were there with us when we went to buy that phone. Okay, it was Debbie. So I noticed all the other phone brands. As we entered, they covered us. There's a phone they call, is it Oppo or something like that? Itel, Tecno, all those names. But I noticed that those who were representing Samsung, they all sat down. I got interested. I said, you people are not even trying to bring customers. They said, no. Our customers just come straight. They know us. That's what excellence does. It puts you in a class. Kai. Something touched my heart when she said that. Our customers, we don't have to beg them to come. They know us and they come. An iPhone is also there, was also there. They didn't also rush to. If that's what you want, you come. And you have bought the Oppo and all those things. And you want the camera, it's showing you in black and white. You like, say from now till tomorrow. When Kanye West was singing hip-hop and was getting Grammy, what did you say?
He was Illuminati. Now he's born again and he's still getting Grammy. What does that tell us? What the devil saw in him, maybe it was the devil that put that thing on him. God also saw the same thing and put his own. Kanye West won. He won this past Grammy now. He won. How many of you have gone to see his music videos? Guy. That guy's mind is not normal. If you follow my Instagram, you see I'm following people like Kunle Afolayan. I like people who stand out in their class. I like them. Look at that guy's office. It's like a museum. He's seeing what will inspire creativity. When you rent a house, it's your house. Put in it what will wake you up to your purpose. I mean, I wasn't surprised that Kanye West would get Grammy. Because what some Christians would like to say is that you see that now that he's a repentant soul, there's nothing on his music against you. But he came into Christ and he's still there. The fellow who does our announcement videos for us, is the best video editor I've seen. And he called me and he said, I want to go and learn more. I said, this is the mentality. Pastor Lalu, come. Don't mind his Abada and all those things. Now, he's a graphics designer. One of the best I've seen. You know. He's a motion, he's an animator. He did this one advert like that for Mimi Chin Chin. That was in Lagos. What does that thing do? He does many things. And guess what? He studied sociology in school. And he didn't have to work with that sociology. He worked with something else he learned. He was working in Lekki when we begged him to come down, to come and work with us. He's one of our pastors. He has been from the onset. And he came down. And I look at his work culture every time. And I tell myself, this is it. The work ethics. If you go on YouTube, if you have gone on YouTube and seen the videos you are seeing there, you will not notice what we are recording them with. You will sit down with them, carve them out in a very excellent way. You will listen to everything from A to Z. I mean, he listens to everything. The area where there is a slight thing, he chops it out. I look at the way he was inserting scriptures in the message, and I went to my office and I said, oh God, bless me more to appreciate this man more. There are people that whenever God is lifting you, there are people that as God is lifting you, you can't leave them where they are, because this one should not be there. And I thought that the moment God takes you on that level, say thank you for what you did to us when we're at your level. But now we have to look for something more. In a world where people are embracing mediocrity, there are still men making a difference. Thank you, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, if you go on Instagram and you follow Labrand Fixes, he is the owner of Labrand Fixes. And there are many things he does I don't want to go ahead and talk about. I observe work culture. And streams of life, you are getting there. You are getting there. And you must understand. It is in the place of volunteering that God lifts men. So you must volunteer like you are being paid.
Was Bukola Becky's not just one of the choirs in Redeem? What happened? God began to single her out. That's how to manifest the kingdom. That anywhere you get to, the influence of God is seen there. I will never do anything in a small way. Say it to yourself. Say it again one more time. Say it again. I like good things. I may not eat much, but give me the best. And my wife knows it, and she knows how to do it. I mean, the mentality I'm wired with, not many people can cook with someone like me. I just look at something and I say, okay, right. Sometimes people host you for a meeting and you're asking them, you'll tell you, prepare, you say, oh, fantastic. And you enter what is fantastic, it is smelling. That's their mentality of fantastic. Don't blame them. Can I give you an advice? Can I give you an advice? Change your neighborhood. Pastor, what are you talking about? Listen to me. It is better you are in a big queue, in an environment among those you want to be like, than to be in a duplex among those you want to live. I went to VGC and I told those who went together, I said, I don't like to stay in Lagos, but I like to stay here. Say this place. I like to stay here. But you see Lagos. I don't like to stay in Lagos. There are places you find yourself, your mentality is restructured. Sphere of Light Church, we are not there, of course, not yet. But the vision about beautification in Sphere of Light Church is that people can get a message without preaching. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why if you have been following me, notice that no 2 years meet me the same way. No 2 years. Change your neighborhood. Change it. Thank me later. I've been looking for a way to put this advice since, but I finally got the word tonight. Even if it is BQ, that's what you can afford in this place. Stay there. Then see what you want to become consistently. If you are a student, I don't advise you to live in Hawo, in Fudge and all those places. Stay in quarters. Be cure of a professor. You'll be inspired. Don't stay far from inspiration. I've shared the story with you before of how that myself, what was he called now? Samuel Ajerebi, that's the son of the man you call Pa James, Baba Ajasko, and Pastor Laulu. He was still in school then.
So we're staying together. I remember when Pastor Lalu bought a table and chair, and nobody sit on that table and chair. Just gave me two some sly one in back of my like, this is my graphics table and chair. I don't calculate your way. Me too, I just maintain my lane. Wait, okay. You know. But one thing I knew was that everybody in the house then had a laptop. Yemi Kings will wake up every morning. He does his morning devotion on T.Y. Bello's page. And we'll be scrolling through our pictures and say, God. I mean, I saw him go through agony. Like, why will I be like this? Now, if you can't afford T.Y. Bello, the only next person in this country is the one. And she had to call him, come and walk with me and see if your life is not transformed. Samuel, then, the greatest inspiration here, Kunle Afolayan, look at the work and say, this guy is not like us in this country. He had been a child actor, had gotten different awards from being a child. And about 2 years after everybody went and then went on with life, he was featured. He was one of the cast in one of his movies. And now he's new. Everybody that have been looking at some, now they are doing, at least not up to that level, they are already drawing clues. You are sure they are still in line. Everybody wake up with hunger and inspiration. When you wake up every morning, wake up with hunger to become better. Let me say this to you. If you don't have a job yet, that hunger will put a job in your hand one day. Anger. Look at what this fellow is doing. I'm inspired. Don't listen to me. Don't be angry with those who are doing it better than you. Let them inspire you. If you are the best in your clan, you're in your own clan. The moment you see anybody who can do what you are doing better, that's an opportunity. An opportunity to be stretched and be inspired. You have to be elastic. Do you hear what I'm saying now? That somebody, you wake up now and you look at Ty Tribet and say, this guy, one day you must get there. If you have that mentality. One day. And guess what? I've noticed that those who inspire you secretly, when they see you once, they will recognize you. I mean, when I met Apostle Selma, he said, I can't tell what it is, but there's something about your heart that keeps drawing me. And I said, sir, you need to understand, as we are talking, I just emptied my account to your account. So he said, go on your knees. And the place is an ancestor. I'm not going to say them yet. I've looked at this message. I just love this man. I love Christians. I love ministers who are doing ministry with seriousness. If you are serious with what you are doing, you'll be my friend. I love when people put seriousness into what they are doing. And this is how to take on the world. I love this man, Femi Falano. Very audacious. Intelligent. If we thank God for that man in this country, the way these people, what they would have turned to. And he knows how to make his noise. And his son is as intelligent as the father. Very smart young man also. And we have people in church also who are doing well. But you must learn how to expand the frontiers. Do you get what I'm saying now? If we don't learn all these things, our Christianity will look like a joke. How will it feel that a Muslim who knows you as a pastor on Facebook is now seeking to interview you in the area of what you studied? And you are found wanting.
What will you tell him happened? God will want the church to rise. Let's read this scripture as I round up. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 10. Let's read it together. Ephesians 3:10. So we will read in King James, then we also read in Message translation. Is that okay? Ephesians 3. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Just give me a minute so I can compare. Yes. Ephesians 3:10. So let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. One more time. Now let's read Amplified Translation. Amplified Translation. Give us Amplified. Are you there? Alright, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. Are you getting the message? Let me read NET translation. So the purpose of this enlightenment is that through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God should now be disclosed to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly realms. The multifaceted wisdom of God. When politicians are making noise against pastors and all those things, and the church is saying they are not doing well, one of the reasons why for now they respect the church is that they can see men in the church who are doing what they are doing well, and if they have the opportunity to rule this nation, they will do it better. In Canaan land, there is uninterrupted power supply. Meaning that a child that is born there will not know that there is any like power outage. Uninterrupted. In redemption camp, the same thing. Constant water. Good road network. Good security. You can walk any time of the day and not be afraid of kidnappers. Anytime. That the only thing we know is not Bible. Through the Bible we know architecture, we know engineering, we know how to be better pilots, we know how to be better doctors, better nurses. We are not doctors that are looking up symptoms on Google and say these symptoms was no. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? Can I be honest with you? Huh? One of my greatest burden right now is that we are having to do another ISM in this hall. I don't like 2 years to meet me in the same place. I hate it. I sat down with our ISM works last year and checked what are the mistakes we made. What are the things we didn't do right? What are the things we could have done better? They won't come to fasting and prayer. There has to be detailed intellectual reviews. By this time last year, the whole population of Spirit of Life Church is like number of us there for this third service. That's if we are up to by this time last year. Are we up to? Were we up to by this time last year? We are not up to. The only reason why there's no screen, full screen in this front yet, is because I see no point putting a screen here. How can I get a place that can see thousands? The goal is not just more beauty, but that will be a draw that will bring men to represent God better. My wife is here. Sometimes I struggle to believe I have any accomplishments. He tells me, "You are trying, you are doing that." I say, You can't understand. I thank God for what He has done. Why should I be at this level? I heard people who see me and say, Pastor Femi Lazarus, you are a great inspiration. I say, God, if I listen to these ones, I will never rise. I don't even want to know I'm inspiring anybody. Let me just keep upgrading what I'm doing. Just. Some people will see me and say, you don't look like the man that is preaching all those messages. So, yeah. I don't know how the man should have looked. I'm telling you. Right here, you are looking at a man with serious burdens and pains. Of course, you know, before ISM, we are going to change many things you are seeing now. Of course. But that we are here. And that's why I'm not sure ISM graduation this year, we're going to hold it there. I don't just like it. Are you happy with where you are? Are you happy? Have you changed between last year and now? Have you made any meaningful progress? One of the signs that you are growing is that the place or the things that used to satisfy you before will no longer satisfy you. I told you just last year we came here. As far as we were concerned, this was a big hall. We were there, Bishop Shane. We entered this place. I was so happy. I climbed on this place. I said, thank you, Lord. Fantastic place. But this year, we just want to get out. I know. If we have a place that will seat 1,000 people, we'll feel it. I know. When I get into a new city, I know there's room for me there. I may not look aggressive on the surface, but there's a fire, there's a volcano running inside here. With so much force. I thank God for what He has done with my life and in my life. But I'm nowhere near His intentions. I don't want Jesus to come now. I've not won enough souls. I've not done enough for the kingdom. Hallelujah. taking your time as promised. I promised you I was going to do it and I did it. Thank you for allowing me to do it. I want us to pray together as a family that God will change our levels. See, I've told you, let me tell you something. Can you hear me? Look forward to having our own TV station that will start and end. And when you get a TV station, don't for once think it will look like we are just airing services and services. The way we had now, if somebody puts me on a slot to minister on DSTV, I won't take it. Don't look for publicity when you have not laid hands on excellence. Your generation will assume that that's how you are. There are many visions. And like I said, we're going to start some of them this year. We just want to put a few things in place and then we commence some of them. Run Media House 247, airing. We start with social media and then from there we move on. Trusting God, before this year runs out, we have our own app. All this one that there's Telegram, this, there's Telegram, that is all nonsense. Get our messages now that you can get them. Soon you'll have to subscribe to get them. I know what is inside will be loaded enough for you to subscribe to get them. I'm too sure. All these people are getting, don't worry, we're just running a test. Download. You will like listen to it and sleep off. Look around you. Is this where God is taking us to? Talk to me now. I saw an auditorium that the pulpit, the altar alone, is more than times 10 of this hall. We blew rug all over. If you look above the auditorium, if you look up, it doesn't look like you are seeing a roof. It looks like you are seeing the sky. The architecture of the roof looks like you are seeing the constellation, the galaxies. When you enter that hall, it's like you have entered another planet. You are in Nigeria until you enter Sphere of Light Church. I saw it. We're still borrowing drum sets from afar that will bring us to Batupatupa. And everything was going on and I was caught up and I saw it. And I saw myself ministering there, smiling. I saw you there also, but you are now bigger than this. I believe all these TV screens they are using in churches now will soon be outdated. The next invention, what I saw that day, didn't look like screen. It's like something you can even take and put in your pocket. But when you put it down, what it put on the wall is better than any screen. Are you aware now that this hologram technology, that you have hologram space in your church? I can be in my own church, minister, and then you see me like I appear in that same place. A minister. Apostolic work made it easier. What are you seeing now? Because if you have seen something and the future comes, it doesn't look like what you have seen, you know you have to reject it. Ask your neighbor, what are you seeing? I want us to pray right the other time. I've just shared my own frustration, and I want us to communicate it to God. Is that okay? I want us to talk to God and say, Lord, enlarge my coast, change my experience in the name of Jesus. Help me. If you are really distressed about where you are now and what you are seeing, then communicate it to God in prayers. I want my experience changed, O Lord. Help me. Change my experience. I know I was made for more. And today, I dare to ask for it. If we get it right now, we'll smile later. We'll be happy. Enlarge my coast, O Lord. Enlarge my coast. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. People of God, I want to tell you, look up. We'll be happy. Now, I'm talking about us as individuals. Do you get what I'm saying? The future is bright, man. Bishop David Oyedepo said, I'm not surprised at the result we are seeing in Canaan land. I will only be surprised if we are not seeing this result. That's the statement of a diligent man. The future is bright. The future is bright. And that's why whenever I'm talking as one of the stakeholders in this nation. Because I know it. I know my prophetic destiny. As a father have I called you. And I know what not to do. I know how not to present myself. And I know what must not move me. When you know your destiny, you will know your positioning. Do you get what I'm saying? Left to me, I wish you can just have all the day and just pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. But I want us to still pray. And say, Lord, the key that opens the door of prosperity, Give me two, Lord. The key that opens the door of prosperity, give me two. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. All right, sit down just a minute or two. I give you space to ask questions before I... So I'm just going to take one or two questions and then we call it a day. Pastor Toby will come and round up for us. All right, we'll have question one or two. Thank you for allowing me to take your time, people. Thank you.
Thank you. One or two questions? One. Another person. Going. Gone. Alright. Let's welcome him, please. Fellow Atobi. Let's please welcome him. Please take the spotlight so we can.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
In the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 17 amazes me at times. But I want to ask this question, sir. Four were they, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, and co. Now, verse 17 says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding of visions and dreams. Most times, in my heart, I'll be like, is it not that God is favoring Daniel more than others? Because the way I interpret this scripture is that only Daniel had understanding of visions and dreams.
Sure.
So, now, the question is, the other three men as well are doing very fine according to what I can notice. And I noticed something, that why is it that Daniel, because this is chapter 1, given the fact that there is no chapter before chapter 1 of Daniel. So it amuses me that Daniel had understanding of visions and dreams. The question in my heart is, why? One. Number two, is it that God intentionally favored Daniel? Because four of them ought to have this. My question may look sounds funny, but that is what.
Yes, very sincere question. Let's clap for him, please. Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you. You may please sit so I can answer. Give us Daniel 1:8. Is it Daniel 1:8? You should start with and Daniel. Is it Daniel 1:8 or Daniel 1:12? Proposed in his heart. Daniel 1:8. Read it out. Yes, continue. Who decided? When the king said nobody should pray, who alone was praying? Daniel was a different man. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their faith was strengthened because of the stand of Daniel. In every pack, there's always going to be someone who leads it. And for that dispensation, it was Daniel. It was like when men were sent to spy the land of Canaan. Who took the stand that God could take the land for them? It wasn't Joshua, it was Caleb. I'm still going to preach about it one day. Because Caleb didn't have experience of following Moses. But yet he saw faster than Joshua. There are men like that. They don't seem to have access, but yet they are deeper than those who do. So Daniel had a leading mentality in terms of consecration to God. The rest, their faith was strengthened because of the stand of Daniel. By implication, what the scripture was saying is that if Daniel didn't make that decision, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will have also not seen anything wrong in that food. So, it is only normal for God to honor him. So, usually when people are better in what they do, say they have obtained favor. But if you see their work culture, it doesn't look like favor. Don't understand what I'm saying? Huh? Their work culture, their ethics.
So everything, God didn't decide to favor Daniel out of the blues. He merited it. Somebody will say, but grace is unmerited favor. What do people do with grace these days? They trample it underfoot. Hebrews 10:20. It is one thing for you to have what you don't deserve. But you need to have a mentality beyond that to do something great with it. If I call you now and I say, take this tab, what have you done to earn it? But you need a very proper maintenance culture to preserve it. Huh? Alright. Do you understand what I'm saying now? A lifestyle will preserve what grace brought. So, Daniel was leading all those things. It was only normal for God to honor him in return. So, if you truly study the life of Daniel, you body should ask why Daniel. He was leading in all ground. When Daniel was in Babylon, it was Michael that was always assigned to him. You need to understand what that means. The leader of heaven's host to a man. That was what he represented. I don't want to take us into the symbolism of that. That the angels attached to you is a function of your what? Are you following that? Alright, so Daniel had a life that is more consistent with the ways of God. He had that consecration. His mentality was first class. It was not average. He was the leader of a move. He came into Babylon around age 20. I think around 19 or thereabout. So, when the Bible says that Daniel understood by books, around that time, he was already 89, 90. And yet he was still fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. When they said that, you know, anybody who bowed down to another, who failed to bow down to the statue, will be thrown into the fiery furnace. You notice that scripture only recorded that it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that didn't bow. Where was Daniel? He was no longer at that point placed in the class of normal men. He was in the class of the gods. So according to the king, you don't tell a god to bow down to a god. He was in another class. Just like we all seem to be in the same level now. But the effect of your alignment will change men in class in no distant time. Do you get what I'm saying? Alright. Do you understand? Is it clear? Let's put our hands together as Pastor Toby comes to round up the service. Please, thank you for allowing me to take your time. God bless you. Keep clapping as we welcome our pastor.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to familylazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.